Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie, 995-QYK. A lot of things going on last night. I was like, I feel like I woke up and I was like, oh, that happened? Oh, that happened? Oh, my gosh. So a lot of things going on with this coronavirus thing, and Kevin was telling us a lot about it. Now, last night, this affected the NBA and will affect the NBA, correct?
Yeah, the NBA had games last night, but because one player on the Utah Jazz
tested positive,
they canceled the Jazz game. But then after every game last night, they have now suspended the entire NBA season. They were going to play in front of no fans. Now it's completely suspended. No word on when they will pick it up, when, you know, if they even pick it up at all. Right.
The video of Mark Cuban's face when he's reading the text on the side of the court was just insane. He couldn't believe it.
That's a big money loss for him.
It was real time. He checked his phone, saw that it was suspended for the rest of the season, and he was completely in shock.
And I'll just tell you this right now. This has to do with money, too, because they make a lot of money on the fans being there, and if they're just playing basketball, they're not raking in, you know,
all the people buying the stuff at the concession stands and the gear and everything else. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, here's Mark Cuban yesterday.
This is crazy. This can't be true. I mean, it's not within the realm of possibilities. It's just, it seemed more like out of a movie than reality.
You know, Melanie said that, too. It's like a movie. It's like all of a sudden everybody was on TV at one time, and every channel, didn't matter what was going on that channel. It was just like, boom, here it is in our face. And we keep saying, we don't want to talk about it anymore. It's not a fun thing to talk about, but you got to when it's slapping you in the face, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can't avoid it. It's the biggest news right now. Right. And then the president was on last night, and watching that, it truly seemed like you were in some sort of horror movie.
Yep.
And there's a virus, and now it's a pandemic, meaning it's on all the continents. It keeps spreading. It was crazy watching that.
But here's what Trump had to say.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
So travel to Europe for the next couple of days if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Get it in before Friday.
But, you know, and clarify on that, what are the... Yep. You could actually come back, though, Kevin, if you're...
I think if you're there, you can come back.
As an American citizen, right?
You'd obviously be screened and all that other stuff.
But, yeah.
You know, and another local thing is, you know, the NCAA tournament announced yesterday that they are going to play all the tournament games for March Madness, which start next week, in front of no fans, only essential personnel, family, and members of the teams. That's it.
Can you imagine what that's going to sound like in there? It's just going to be squeak, 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 squeak.
You're right. Next week, the first and second round games are going to be at Amalie Arena. Now they're going to be played in front of nobody.
Wow.
And if this continues, the Final Four is at the Atlanta Falcons football stadium in early April. Well, that's a 70,000 seat venue. I mean, there's going to be nobody there. It's weird. It is very strange.
Because you're such a sports guy, do you think that this affects the outcome of the games?
Yes,
that they would
100%.
Be played differently if there were fans cheering different teams on in the stands?
Yeah, momentum. Listen, everyone likes the underdog in the NCAA tournament. People who, you know, don't have a dog in the fight always root for the underdog. And, it does help. Sure, you feel energy in the arena. You're basically going to be playing like a practice team game. That's what it is, but they're real.
Can you imagine getting booed still at one of these games?
That's when you really suck.
Coach, was that you? That was my own mother.
Oh, my. That would not be good.
We're going to the Lightning game today, and that's on, right?
It's on.
That is on, and then also the race this weekend, the Grand Prix in St. Pete is still on.
Still
so there's
on.
Several events that are still happening, but then a lot that aren't. And I am curious if people are just continuing on life as normal, or are you really scared of this thing? A lot of people are taking their kids out of school. Let us know. 800-992-1099.
Luke Combs, you got the best of me. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie at 995 QYK, talking about all the things going on with the coronavirus. I know we've been talking about it for a while, but it seems like last night there was a lot of developments happening. The NBA got suspended. Some of the March Madness games that are being played here in Tampa will be in front of nobody. All kinds of festivals around the country are being postponed or canceled. It's
college
insane.
Campuses have closed, and now people are doing their classes remotely for the rest of the semester. Some of them are for the rest of the semester, some just the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. now.
But just a lot has changed in the last 24 hours.
Travel ban to Europe. If you're an American citizen, you can come back after being screening, but you cannot go to Europe. And obviously people can't that are not citizens can't come here right now. But it's nuts. And we were asking, like, has this changed anything in your life? You know, obviously washing your hands and being conscious of germs and whatnot. But have you changed your daily routine at all? Jay, what do you think?
The only thing I've done differently is be buying more ammo because people get crazy and start...
Buy more ammo?
Doomsday prepper over here. How about toilet paper?
They haven't started freaking out where I'm at yet.
Okay.
Okay, well, so just stocking up on ammo.
Keep the peace. All right. Thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, Michelle's in Tampa right now. Michelle, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think definitely the media is growing in a bit out of proportion. People are panicking. I mean, I've had a cold myself for the last week, but I know I haven't been in contact with anybody. I know that, you know, I'm not having difficulty breathing. However, my 14-year-old came home yesterday with the same cold, slight fever, and cried the entire night that she's going to die from the coronavirus. So,
No.
Yeah, it really, it's horrible. I feel so bad, and I'm trying to tell her, you know, we haven't been anywhere. You haven't been in contact, but... You know, she's in a school with 3,300 kids. How do you know I haven't touched somebody? And how do you really answer that?
Are you definitely going to take her in and get checked out and stuff like that?
Well, she's home right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not sending her to school.
Sure.
I mean, they tell you call the doctor, which I can do, but she doesn't have any other symptoms. It's a simple cold.
Right. Well, hopefully it goes away in a couple of days for sure. Well, thanks for calling, Michelle. Have a great day. All right, another Michelle on the phone. Michelle, what do you think? Are you making changes to your daily routine?
No, what I was saying before, I own a small business. My employees know, like, if you don't feel good, don't come to work.
Right.
I'd really just rather be safe than sorry. Just got done listening to the new Hillsborough County Superintendent's press conference about the middle school that's closed because somebody was exposed. We're trying to prevent that.
Exactly.
But no, we're life as usual. Spring break's going to be spring break, and we're going to still do what we were going to do, which is more local and not anything huge. But we haven't stuck to doing anything differently or changed really anything.
Yeah, and what can you do? I mean, you still got to live your life, you know, just like, you know, it's kind of a, no matter what's going on, a policy here at the radio station, if somebody's sick, we stay home no matter what, even if this wasn't going on, because if all of us get sick, well, then the radio station doesn't come.
Right.
Doesn't work out. But
nobody wants to catch your crap.
No, I get it. I get it. Well, I appreciate you calling, Michelle. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you guys, too.
Bye. Yeah, and have a good spring break.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of thing. You got to go. I mean, I'm going on with daily life. I'm being conscious of germs and whatnot, but, you know, you got to live your life.
Yeah, just I'm using more Lysol wipes for sure. And already I was washing my hands. So that is the strange thing is that I've noticed in the bathrooms here, we've been going through soap so much faster.
Right.
And it makes me think, have people not been washing their hands this whole time?
I think there's double time doing it now.
Double time, okay.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So it's definitely interesting. But we're going to try to get your mind off this. We got our 7:15 second date update coming up for you. Thanks for having us on. Jay going right now, Homemade on 995 QY. Kane Brown, Homesick right there. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 995 QYK. Thanks for waking up with us. Right now it's time for Melanie's morning motivation. And I can't think of a better time or a better day where we need to hear some good stuff and some inspiring stuff.
Well, it's easy to spot a yellow car when you're always thinking of a yellow car. It's easy to spot opportunity when you're always thinking of opportunity. It's easy to spot reasons to be mad when you're always thinking of being mad. You become what you constantly think about. So watch yourself and watch your thoughts.
Your brain is very, very powerful.
Yes. It's so true, though. When you think of something and you fixate on it, like a yellow car, all of a sudden you see them everywhere.
Right.
So that's proof enough that your thoughts are very powerful. So think positive thoughts today. Keep it positive, and you'll see positive changes in your life.
That's what I always tell you every morning when you come in so negative. I'm just like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, Melanie, come on.
Yeah,
turn that frown upside down. Come on now.
I'm always positive.
Yeah, you
just
are.
After a cup of coffee.
6 minutes away from your 7:15 second date update.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, brand new 7:15 second date update. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. We got Heather on the phone. She actually reached out to us via email, QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. You can always reach out to us. She's on the phone right now. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm all right, but I could be better.
All right. Well, we want to help you out a little bit. I'm reading your email right now. It looks like you went on a date with a guy named Ryan, and he's now not calling you back. Give us the backstory on this. Give us the genesis. How'd y'all meet?
Okay. Well, we met on Hinge, which was, you know, kind of a risk, but I went for it anyway, okay? and we went on a date. It went really great. It went fantastic. Nothing went wrong. We met up at the Avenue downtown, and oh my God, it was so well. He was so super easy to talk to. He was so hot. He was so attractive. And like, it actually matched his pics, and that's pretty darn rare, right? Everything matched up. Everything was great. I thought, huh. This is it. We had such a great time. So since after that, I reached out to him a couple times, you know, within limits. And I even invited him to spend time with my friends and go out with us and stuff. And he didn't respond to that. I haven't heard a peep from the guy since the date. And I mean, I don't know what happened at all. And I need to figure that out. And if it's a misunderstanding, then we can kind of fix that and keep moving, you know, hit reset.
Well, JR, from your experience, is the phone usually broken? Is that usually the reason why?
Well, it depends on who's texting you.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, you know, it's something like, it's weird, though, because you could probably see that. I don't know how Hinge works exactly, but I can you tell that someone's read your messages?
I have no idea. Yeah, Heather, are there read receipts on Hinge?
No, yeah. They kind of keep that, I think, you know, for our own confidence.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I'm a very confident woman, and I know, you know, something had to have happened. We had a great date. I looked so good, and he looked so good. I mean, there's nothing that went wrong, so it's got to be something.
All right, yeah, you know, maybe he's busy. Maybe things are going on.
Maybe his phone is broke.
Yeah, maybe his
Absolutely.
Phone is broke. Maybe that happens.
I'm not the type to go straight to rejection. I want to find out what happened first, okay? I need to know.
Love the confidence. All right, so you gave us Ryan's number. Heather, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Ryan, all right?
All right, let's put this record straight.
Right in the middle of the 7:15 second date update, it is JR Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. We are trying to help out Heather this morning. I'll just tell you right now, Heather sounds jacked up about this date that she went on with Ryan. One, she was excited, and two, she's very confused on why she hasn't heard from him since.
Yeah, and she is very attracted to him. She's made that very clear.
Yes.
She said he was hot. He matched all of the profile pictures that she saw on Hinge. So she wants a second date with him.
Absolutely.
But she can't get hold of him.
All right, so we're going to try to call Ryan right now and see. She thought maybe his phone was broken. We're going to find out if it was right now.
Hello, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. This Hello? Is JR and Melanie from 99.5 QIK. How are you?
I'm good.
I know it's random that a radio station's calling you in the morning here, but we wanted to see if we could talk to you just for a minute about a date you actually recently went on.
With who?
Do you remember? I like the confidence.
Spoken like a player. Okay.
Do you? Well, hey, listen, he's dating around.
Yeah.
Ryan, we're going to ask you actually about Heather. Yeah, I guess you met her on Hinge.
Oh.
You guys went to the Avenue, I heard?
Let's talk about it.
All right, well, tell me about Heather. Like, what were your impressions of her?
So Heather is, I mean, she's a very, very nice girl. She's just not as classy as I would like.
Not as classy? What do you mean?
We went to the Avenue, which I don't know. Have you guys been to the Avenue?
Absolutely.
It's very casual.
Yeah. Trivia night,
very
Tuesdays.
Very casual, yeah. Night, you know. Great tacos. But it's casual. And she was dressed not casual. She was wearing a very revealing outfit. She had thigh-high boots. Like, I felt like I was in the cast of Pretty Woman 2. Like, it was kind of...
Yikes.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Well, is that a lot for the Avenue? I don't...
I mean, no. I
really?
Don't know. Yes, it's a casual place, but I mean thigh highs. I've got friends that rock thigh highs when you're going out downtown. I don't know.
I mean, listen, I have no style whatsoever, but I'm just asking that.
So, was it just the boots, Ryan?
Oh no. The whole outfit was like a hip hop rap video. Like
she looked like she was going to. She looked like she was going to a club. Not
she's a video vixen. Right.
Like I thought she was going to have a like pop in her grill in a second. I'm like, what?
Oh my goodness. All right, so you just felt like she was a little overdressed and maybe, you know, maybe a little too revealing?
Was overdressed or underdressed? Cause
depending on how you look at it, I guess.
What she was wearing. Like, yeah. All you saw was boots and then a lot of skin. It just was not appropriate for where we were at.
Okay. Ryan, we actually heard from Heather. That's how we got your phone number. And we have her on the phone because she's bummed that she hasn't heard back from you because she really wants a second date. I want to bring her back on right now. Hang on for me.
But Heather, you didn't hear me, did you?
She's heard all of this. So, oh. Heather, you there?
Yeah. A lot of skin. My bad, HR. My God, dude, I didn't know you were this sexist and judgmental. I honestly thought that you were a better than this. It's your loss for not seeing this outfit, buddy.
Every single person in the bar was staring at us the whole entire time. It was so uncomfortable. Like, I felt like I was on parade at the moment. It was,
I'm sorry if you're too insecure to handle a woman that looks good in public, because they were staring at us because I look so damn good.
You do say so yourself.
You know, I mean, maybe you were just nervous. Maybe you just don't have that confidence.
I have a question for you, Ryan. But what about your conversation? She said that was really, it flowed really well. It was easy to talk to. Let's try to focus on the positive here. Did you have a good conversation with her?
She's easy to talk to as long as you don't plan on talking. She took the whole conversation over and did not let me say one word. So I just listened to her talk while people stared at me, and it was the most, probably most uncomfortable date. Like, a first date, you're supposed to get to learn about people, and this was not it.
I personally was born into a well-known family back in my hometown, and I have equity in the community, okay? If you're classy, you can be bold enough to make choices. And furthermore, it was cold.
What do you mean you were cold? You had so much skin revealing, like you were...
All right. Guys, I'm going to jump in here. Heather, I love your confidence. I really do. I obviously wasn't there to see what happened or what you were wearing.
He wishes he were, I feel like.
Obviously,
send pics. Anyway,
so here's what I will say, Heather. Ryan, would you be willing to go on another date if she did make that adjustment to her outfit?
I just don't think we're a match.
Wrong. I can't believe this is the reason. Like, this is clearly your issues, and cancel my damn subscription. This is ridiculous. Like, it's your issue.
All right, well, listen, guys, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah,
obviously.
No.
You guys are way far apart on this issue. Mm-hmm. Heather, thanks for reaching out. We got you some answers. I'm sorry they weren't the ones you wanted to hear. Ryan, we appreciate you being...
It's all for the best, though, Heather, because he already said you have no class, so it's probably best for both of you to go separate ways.
Yeah. So, guys...
I agree. Like, I do not want to go out with this man now that I know why anyway, so I'm so grateful to you guys to call him. Now I know what's up, and I'm going to jog. I'm going to give my number to the next person that asks if they're worthy.
All right, sounds good.
You know it.
Heather, I just love your confidence. That's fantastic. All right, Heather, you have a great day. Ryan, you have a great day as well. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, I've been in a situation like this. Where, again, I have no style, but I felt like, and maybe it was my issue where I was too dressed, underdressed, but I was in a restaurant one time and it wasn't like a super nice restaurant. It was kind of like the Avenue that they were talking about. And this girl just came in like stilettos, the whole real tight jeans and all that stuff. And I was like, whoa, I thought this was like going to be a casual hang.
And she looked like she was going to the club.
Exactly. So I don't know. Maybe it was my deal. Maybe I was just intimidated. I don't know.
I kind of think it's more on the guy in your situation and in Ryan's, because that's her style. That's her. You got to like her for her. She felt comfortable in that. And if she wore that to the Avenue, I mean, you can imagine. Well, that's normally probably how she dresses.
Yeah. It was weird that her ringtone was just like... You know what I'm saying? She's like, hey, what's up, Ryan? I'm here. What's up? How are we doing? Mm-hmm. Where are we sitting? Oh, the high tops? High top bar? I'm there. All right, I'm just kidding. Here we go. So what are your thoughts on this? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR Melody, 99.5 QYK, talking about our 7:15 second date update between Ryan and Heather. Break this down. Basically, Ryan's issue was what?
Her outfit. He said that she was way too risque, or dressed way too risque for him, and he didn't approve of it.
He felt like everybody was looking at him. He felt like she was
all the wrong sorts of attention. Yeah.
All right, we got Steven on the phone. Steven, what do you think?
And the guy sounds like a total girl shows up like that. You know, it in the, you know, dressing the nines and stuff to impress you. You know, I mean,
she put in the effort, right?
Right.
Yeah, that tells you something. I mean, like, the girl's trying to make an impression and stuff. I'm like, don't just, like,
I hear you, man.
That's her style, you know. Like her is who she is, you know.
Well said. You got to like her for who she is. That's her right. style. And if you're not down with it, then keep it moving.
Yeah. All right, Steven, you have a great day, man. Good morning, Mark and Newport Richie. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, John and Melody. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, man. What do you think about this?
This guy is so far off, and I have a perfect story to prove why.
Okay.
All right, so my mother-in-law, she wears shorts and has her exercise chest popping out every day.
Exercise chest.
At first, I'm not going to lie, I was like, this is crazy.
Right.
And when we go to a country concert, there's probably about 10 guys lined up to dance with her.
Yeah.
She looks good.
She's the belle of the ball,
and she's proud of it. Proud of it. So, hey, rock it if you got it.
All right. You have a great day. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Brent, what do you think about this, man?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I think Heather's probably an extremely attractive woman and probably deserves to dress the way she dresses, but that's the way she feels she has to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give kudos. I want to give kudos to Ryan because let me tell you something. He's out looking for a woman that's going to be a good partner.
Who he can take home to mom.
Yeah, you can take home to mom. I think Heather's probably the girl that you wouldn't want to take home to mom. But if you want to party your life away, she's it.
It's an interesting take because, yeah, he seems like he is a little bit more ready to settle down than maybe she is right now.
Yeah, he's a good old country boy. He wants a partner. He wants somebody that's
right.
You know, not going to be a drunk all their life. And I think Heather's probably one of those that is. Be honest with you.
Oh, man.
Well, I appreciate you calling, man. Have a good one. I will say there's people calling in and wanting her number, too.
I know. It's so funny how divided people are. Some people are saying, yeah, he dodged a bullet by not going on a second date with her. And other people are asking for contact info.
I'm down. I'll get stared at. Well, that's funny, though, because I think there is, you know, you got to address the atmosphere, right? You can overdress a place. Can you not?
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather be overdressed than underdressed?
That's true. I mean, but I feel like you get some bad attention either way. I don't know. I mean, I don't care that you wear.
You can't please everybody. I think everybody's just got to do what makes them feel happy. If she's comfortable wearing that, she needs to continue with that. And he's looking for something else, so he needs to find somebody else.
No, I know you're a big supporter of that. I love that you wear a prom dress every day to work. I think that's great.
I'm underdressed, though, right?
No, you're fine. I'm sorry you don't have a corsage, but that's okay. All right, we got your tickets for Country Thunder coming up next after Chris Young hanging on.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Kaden Brown is sporting some new ink. The singer who has that most recent hit, Homesick, he got a tattoo of his daughter Kingsley's name on the side of his neck. Kingsley is 4 months old.
I guess if you're going to get anything on your neck, if you decide to do that.
Your daughter's name.
That'll work.
Yes.
Me and Kate both have each other's names, so we had to get our daughter's name, of course, and I don't really care anymore. I've got so many tattoos that I kind of liked just having it coming down from the music notes. I thought it looked pretty
neat.
Sounds
pretty
special.
Covered, yeah.
He's like, I've got so many, I don't really care anymore.
Don't really care anymore. Here you go.
What's another one?
Yeah.
The Academy of Country Music has announced that their annual award show is still on. A statement was issued yesterday saying they, quote, remain committed to producing the 55th ACMs live from Las Vegas on April 5th.
Oh, my gosh.
Also closely monitoring the situation. They said they're going to take every precaution to ensure the safety of everyone from artists to staff that are all going to be working it. Keith Urban and Miranda Lambert are set to perform.
Oh, man. This is just getting out. This is ridiculous. By the way, we are not trying to in any way, you know, worry you or whatever, but we'll give you as much info as we have if you want to call us up and ask us a question. 800-992-1099. I know Kevin's got a lot of this covered, so if you want to call in, we're glad to help you. I didn't mean to interrupt your minute,
no,
but I'm just saying.
No, not at all. People have been asking, is Country Thunder still on?
Right.
As of now, yes, it is. Also, if you're planning to travel to Nashville for the CMA Fest in June, which I am, so I'm hoping that everything has cleared up by then and that my plans are still a go. It looks like you don't have to change them just yet. Festivities there are still set to go down. They're going to take extra measures to ensure the festival grounds are safe. But right now, CMA Fest in June has not been canceled.
Okay.
Brett Young, unfortunately, he had to travel all the way to Norway before finding out that his show last night was forced to be canceled. And the government, they said in an effort to limit mass exposure to the virus, that he could not perform.
The news just came down. We got restricted. We're canceled. The room is too big because of the hospitality that you guys have shown us, and because we feel so bad that we didn't get to play this show. It will be sooner than later. We appreciate your support, and we're so sorry. We wish we could have played the show.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer for these guys because they are having to cancel, and they want to do their shows. They want to go out and reach their fans, I mean, especially in the country format. So, I mean, these guys got to be like, well, this is a gig. First of all, they're getting paid, right? They're losing out on money, but at the same time, it's like, I mean, I want to play my shows, and you can't do it. So,
John Party, he had to cancel, they canceled the Houston Rodeo, too, so he didn't perform there. He was also set to perform at Stagecoach, which has been postponed until October. So lots of cancellations all around. If you want to know what's going on in the Tampa Bay area, you can head over to 99.5QYK.com to find out the latest on how it's affecting our area here.
All right, fantastic. Coming up at 8:20, Melanie's got something going on with a neighbor. We're going to talk about this and get your advice as well. Here's Luke Combs. Even though I'm leaving, good morning to you.
Daddy,
Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie. Kevin here as well, 99.5 QYK.
Come and knock on our door.
Oh, it's all about the neighbors.
We've been waiting for you.
Melanie, you've got a neighbor that's waiting for you to contact her. All right? And I think this could be a great start to a great friendship and get to meet the neighbors because you don't talk to your neighbors.
Yeah, so we have talked about it before. I do not talk to my neighbors for whatever reason. It is just not the friendliest of buildings. I mean, I say hi to them. I try to acknowledge them in the elevator. I feel like I know more dogs in my building than I do people, to be honest.
Yes.
But recently, somebody had posted about a dance class, a weekly dance class.
Like, on the board they have for the
community board. Yes, the message board. Usually people are selling sofas or letting you know there's a free popcorn maker out in front of their door.
Right, perfect.
But recently they posted about, or this girl, Christy, posted about a dance class. It's not at our building. It's somewhere else, but she didn't say that information.
Okay.
And she just said, if you're looking to do a dance class, to just text her. And then she put her phone number. I was telling my husband that I want to text her. I don't know her. I don't know her age. I don't know anything about her. I honestly didn't even recognize her from her little picture.
There
is a little picture bubble, but it's so, so small. You can't click it to make it any bigger. So I can't really tell much about her.
This is like Bumble for dancing. This is crazy. Ooh, that's good.
I know, but so I have her phone number. Brian thinks that this is going to be a dance class that I'm not going to be wanting
like
to go to.
Like something you would do at a bachelorette party type thing?
He's thinking that I'm going to go expecting to do just a current dance class, a hip-hop class, something like that, and it's going to be one of those pole workouts or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what exactly to text her.
Text her and just say, hey, when's the class? What's the information? What kind of class is it?
Yeah.
Why is this overthinking? That's what I don't understand. Why are you worried about that?
I just don't know. Is it strange to text a stranger and go to a dance class with them? I don't know her at all.
But she's soliciting.
Yep.
She wants to know. She wants to hear from you. She's asking. She's probably trying to get a group together.
I've never been on a blind friendship date before.
And by the way, maybe she's an instructor.
She's not the instructor.
Yeah,
she's not the instructor.
Well, she's just the teacher's pet.
She said that she goes to the dance class, and if anybody's interested in going with her to this dance class, they have it every single Wednesday.
I think you should definitely reach out and just say, hey, what kind of dance classes? I was interested in it. What kind of dance classes is this? You know, and what I really think is she probably gets a referral fee for bringing people
think?
In. I think
this
so.
This is a setup. She gets a little kickback.
Yeah. Same. By the way, if you're taking advantage of me, I want a little bit of that profit.
Exactly.
You send a text.
For real. If there's a referral fee, hook a sister up. So what could go wrong, though? If I do text her and I go to this dance class, what if I get trapped? I'm being honest. What if she's like, oh, no, it's just a super casual dance class, whatever. And then I go next week with her and it is a pole dancing situation that I don't really want to do.
You just walk out and leave.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't ride with her. I should go separately.
No. Absolutely go separate.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you, is you say, hey, when is it at? Where is it at? And if she says, oh, I want to ride together, you go, I'm actually going to be coming straight from work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you leave the building
so
a little bit.
Start our friendship on lice. Got it.
Okay. Or whatever.
Great,
go run an errand. Go check it out. By the way, when she gives you the place before the day comes, Take a ride by that place. See what it's like.
Ooh, good, okay. Good idea.
If you walk out there and it's titled Gentleman's Club, then you get out of there. You don't go.
If it says 2-for-1s outside, yeah, and the buffet is free on Wednesday.
Ooh, jeez.
The information. Trending in Tampa Bay coming up.
Hey, I've driven down Dale Mabry before. Yeah, I've seen the signs. Yes, they try to entice people.
Anyway, so I definitely think you should reach out, because if you're interested in doing this, it might be a great thing.
Yes.
For you, and you'll be happy about it.
I just know me, and when I get in situations, I am such a chicken, I'm not going to leave. So next thing I know, I'm going to be dancing on the pole or whatever they have me do.
Here's a common misconception, by the way, about people on the radio. We talk for a living, but we were kind of talking in a room by ourselves. A lot of people are introverts when it comes to us, and I think you do have an introvert side to you.
She does.
Absolutely.
Do I, really?
Yeah, you do.
Because, I haven't ever heard that before.
Okay, let me tell you why.
Here we go.
Yesterday. Yesterday, when we were leaving the building, mm-hmm. you said, let's go this way. We'll run into less people.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
I did say that on air.
Of course you did.
I go, why are you going to go that way? It's longer. She goes, yeah, but there's less people this way.
Man.
He speaks the truth. I mean, sometimes you're just tired of talking. What can I say?
Is that an everyday occurrence? I mean, what's going on over there?
You know, I always talk to you, Kevin.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
You have to. We're in the same room. You got to talk to me, too. All right. Have you ever been in a situation where you did this and it didn't turn out well? Or do you encourage Melanie to do this? We want to know right now. 800-992-1099. Ladies, back your girl up. We're trying to help out Melanie this morning. We want her to be more friendly with her neighbors. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR Melanie, 99.5 QYK, Kevin here as well. All right, so give us a setup, the background real quick.
There's a message board that people can post on in my building.
Okay.
Usually it's when they're trying to sell something or give something away for free. Well, yesterday, this girl, Christy, I've never met her before. I don't even recognize her from seeing her in the elevator or anything like that. She posted about a dance class that happens every single week. It's not at our building, but she didn't give any information. She just said, hey, if you're looking for something to do and you want to meet up, you can go to this dance class with me every Wednesday. And then she gave her phone number. I was telling my husband, I want to message her, but I just don't even know how to go about this.
Okay, now that people might be thinking like, oh, just message her. But your fear is what about messaging her?
That it could go wrong.
Because I don't
know her. Okay. And I don't know what kind of dance class this is. Is this a setup? You know, is she making money off of getting people there? How am I going to be able to tell that from a text message?
Is it more of a bachelorette party type, dance class, if you know what we're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, that type of thing. That's stuff you're worried about.
I what I'm getting into beforehand, and I want a way to get out of it, just in case it doesn't pan out.
And my whole thing is just text her and ask very, specific questions. Like, hey, I just wanted to get the times, date, and what kind of dance it is. Like, act like you do all dance, like hip-hop, ballet, and all that stuff. Like
I'm definitely not going to come off as some professional dancer.
Well, I'm just saying, then she's going to give you some answer, like, you know, what kind of thing? Like, what? I've never taken a ballet class before.
It just said beginner's welcome. That's all she put on there.
All right, well, just ask her what kind of thing. I say it should be easy. Kevin says the same thing. Just ask her. And don't ride together. Don't anything like that. You don't have to be her best buddy. Just text her.
Okay.
That's right. I want you to make some friends. That's really what I want.
Thank you, JR. No, I'm more concerned about you making friends. Know, you're the new one here.
But we've been talking about your neighbors and reaching out to them. But we got Jackie on the phone. Jackie, what do you think Melanie should do?
I don't think she should contact her, because then this young lady has her contact information.
Oh, didn't even think of that.
But what about blocking? You can block a phone number.
Yeah,
you can block a phone number on your iPhone.
We're already planning on blocking this girl, and I haven't even met up with her yet.
I'm saying this is like the safety net you have.
If it comes to that.
Yeah.
She makes a really good point, though.
I really feel that maybe she should leave a note back on the community board and ask for more information.
That is really good advice. I wasn't even thinking about my phone number. I was seriously just going to text her if you guys were all telling me to.
Yeah. Listen, I have a lot of ex-girlfriends that I've blocked. I can show you how to do that. It's easy. No problem at all. All right, you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Good morning. It's QYK. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
All right, Katie. What do you think Melanie should do?
I've definitely been in this situation before, and I don't think there's anything wrong with just being like, hey, like, don't give your name. Don't say, hey, this is Melanie at room blah, blah, blah. Just say, hey, like, I saw your poster about the dance class. Can you give me some more information about it? And then if she tells you about it and you, like, Google it and it's something, like, sketchy or weird, then you can be like, oh, darn, sorry, I can't on Thursdays or Tuesday or whatever.
Right. Yeah. You know what? That's what I'm saying. Go. Melanie, you are overthinking this
you
so much.
Are.
I mean, this is how my brain works, guys. I don't know what to say.
Well, I mean, I don't think these are...
overthink everything. It's a problem.
I just think, okay, listen, all these things that you're thinking about are possibilities, but like what she's saying is you can get right to it. You can find out real quickly.
Yeah, but these listeners are helping out so much because, A, I didn't even think about the one caller had said not to use my phone number. Because then the person will have my phone number. And then she gave great advice that even if I do text the girl, not to say my name or apartment number.
No, yeah.
That's smart.
Does she have her name on this slip at all? Yes, she does.
The postings does say her name. And then okay. She left her phone number.
What's her name?
Christy.
If you go on Facebook, then you can see what she looks like. And you can see, like, what she does for work, if that's what you're
doing. It
doesn't even... Come to the stage right now, Christy.
Pour some sugar.
She's probably the sweetest girl of all time, by the way. All right, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. I think two things can happen. All right, one, this can happen.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. Yeah, that could happen. Or you could show up to the class and it could be like...
It'd be good for my arms, that's for sure.
Oh. What would be good for your arms? Careful.
Well, if it ends up being one of those dance classes. I'm not opposed to it. I just need to know what I'm getting myself into.
Melanie in the back, let's put a little more effort into it, okay? Beginners, come on, guys. Just go for it. Let loose.
I'm trying. I'm not that.
Let loose, ladies. Come on. Show them what you're working with. I love it. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So a convenience store is doing something kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, this is out of New York City. A 20-year-old student who works the counter at Lucky Candy as a cashier posted a video on TikTok, and now it is going viral. So he got the idea watching supermarket sweeps back in the day,
Okay. Where
you could run through the store and grab as many things as possible right. In a short amount of time. Remember they used to do it at Toys R Us, too?
Absolutely.
That was the best. You always were hoping to win that. Well, he decided to have a little fun with the people coming in to check out with their items, and he would give them a math problem. And if they got the math problem right, he would give them 5 seconds to run throughout the convenience store and grab as many things as they possibly could, and then he would pay for it. Here is him doing it.
If you get this question right, you have 5 seconds to pick up whatever you want. If you have 10 apples, minus 4 oranges.
Minus 4 oranges.
How much apples does that leave you with?
10 apples minus 4 oranges, and I have 10 apples left.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1 quarter. 2 and 2 quarters.
What is that now? Hopefully he's the owner, right?
Well, he got permission to
okay,
do it. And yeah, he is covering the price of the items that the people go and collect. But he said that the area is, it's in the Bronx.
Okay.
And so it's less fortunate people that are coming in, and he sees them scrounging around for money and stuff. So it was a way to help out the community and then have a little fun while he's at work.
I love that. You know what happened to me?
What?
I'd starve. I'm horrible at math.
Same, right? I'd be like, wait a second. Let me get my fingers out. Yeah. So how many oranges are we talking?
Here's my debit card. Let's just save ourselves some time here. Chris Young right now.
Got a little southern growl.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR Melanie, Kevin here as well, 99.5 QYK. We are trending in Tampa Bay. What do we got? Melanie.
The Bucks are going all in on Tom Brady. The franchise is set to do almost anything to land the quarterback who has been to the playoffs for 11 straight seasons and won 6 Super Bowls, but who's counting?
Right.
It may seem like just a fantasy, but they're trying to make this a reality. Many outlets are speculating, though, that if Brady does in fact leave New England, he may go to the Chargers out in Los Angeles because he just launched a Hollywood production company out there, so it just makes sense. So for this, I wanted to bring in our Bucks expert, Kevin.
It's me.
What are your thoughts? It's me.
It's me. Listen, it would be fantastic. I cannot see it happening. I just don't.
But why?
I just don't see it. I don't think he's going to come here.
Couldn't they throw a bunch of money at him? I mean,
he doesn't need the money.
He doesn't need it.
He's going to make more money. He's going to make more money.
What is he looking for in a team then?
I think what you just said. He signed this thing. The Chargers need fans to show up to the
right.
They have more fans of the opposing team there than their own fans.
The Chargers, he's talking about.
Right. So I just think it's a perfect match for them. I honestly think he would I still think he stays in New England, but if he is, I think he goes to L.A. if he leaves the New England Patriots.
But I also think for either team, if he leaves, it's a short-term fix to a long-term problem because
he's 42.
And that's fine if he still wants to play, but he's been in the same offense with the same coach for his whole career. Coming to the Bucs, different type of offense. Maybe they run a little bit more. I mean, Jameis Winston is a guy who's mobile, and so Tom Brady is not. So you're going to probably have to draft another quarterback
to back
him up when he retires. And then it's like, okay, well, we had him for 2 years.
Yeah, but isn't that... Hey, I would take it. Two years? Come on.
Let me be positive. If he's looking at offenses to play with, I mean, look at the weapons he has. He has Mike Evans. He has Chris Godwin. He has O.J. Howard. He has Cameron Brate to throw to. He's got elite wide receivers and tight ends to throw to. Elite. So there's none of that problem. Like, he's going to come in and know he's going to have people to catch it.
And that was his problem with the Patriots. They were surrounding him with stuff. So, and he's got that with the Chargers, too. But if he came to the Bucs, hey, he's welcome.
That'd be amazing.
We'll have him in the studio.
The Firestone. Yeah, okay.
Have some confidence. We'll make it happen.
Bring Giselle. Let's make it a family affair.
Okay, well,
I figured my you guys would be in for that. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete is still happening this weekend, despite two people testing positive for the coronavirus in Pinellas County. Mayor Rick Kreisman, he has an interesting take on all of this. He's kind of taken the opposite way. He said, we also need to make sure we're not panicking. We need to go about our lives, at least until we have data that suggests otherwise. So far, he said that he's met with city officials and race officials, and the data is saying that the area is currently at a very low risk. So he just said continue with business as usual.
Yeah, you're going to be smelling the gasoline anyway. It'll be fine. It'll clear that nose right up.
This is true.
I'm excited. The Grand Prix is so much fun. Obviously, they're going to have those Purell stations everywhere, which they always do. So just bring a little extra. Be sure to stay clean and wash your hands and we'll all be good.
Yeah, I think you should invite your neighbor too that's looking for dance lessons. I think you should invite him.
We're going to see how next Wednesday goes first with the dance class. And then we'll see.
Are you committed? You're going to do it?
I'm going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. She's come out of her shell, everybody.
You guys convinced me to do it. I just am not going to say my name or my apartment number.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything. I'd be scared to even text her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.